is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, I want to start off the show this morning. First of all, I want to ask you a question. Did you ever call the Gardaí to report a crime? Did you ever have to call the Gardaí to report a crime? No matter what the crime was, you know, maybe your house was broken into, maybe you were a victim of assault, whatever the case may be. Did you ever ring 999? If so, how long were you waiting for the Gardaí to arrive? I want to do a kind of a straw poll here, and I want you to text me or WhatsApp on 087-798-9898. 087-798-9898. Text or WhatsApp me now. Here's the question. If you did in the past ring the Gardaí for anything, how was the response time? How long was it? If you remember back about 6 months ago on the show, we were talking to a woman from Ballymun, an elderly woman from Ballymun, and her house had been broken into. And I remember this call vividly because I was so shocked by it. And we were talking to her daughter on the phone, and her house was broken into. She called the guards, and the guards hadn't arrived a day later. And I thought to myself, my God, this is crazy. So if you ever have called the guards to deal with a problem or to deal with something that happened in your house or in your life or whatever, how long did it take for them to arrive? Text or WhatsApp us now, 087-798-9898. 087-798-9898. I'd be interested to find out how bad the Garda response times were for you. Now, in a second, I'm going to be talking to a Fianna Fáil candidate who was taking part in a community clean-up in Santry over the weekend and was assaulted. It's the headlines in the paper today. Election hopeful beaten by thugs. And you see a photograph there of Rachel Batten, and her arm is in a sling following the attack that took place in Santry. Here's what she posted on social media. For the second time during this election campaign, I have been physically attacked by young men. This time while out tidying up the area with the Oak Park Environmental Group. Two motorbikes, mini motorbikes, broke the traffic lights at the entrance to Oak Park, and when one of the ladies in our group turned and pointed to the two men on the bikes, what happened next was simply shocking. So I want to hear from you, because she is going to explain as well how long it took for the Gardaí to arrive, and that is one of the many shocking aspects to this story. So I want to hear from you. Text or WhatsApp, 087-798-9898. 087-798-9898. What was the Garda response time when you call them? Now, Rachel joins us on the line. You're very welcome along to 98FM, Rachel.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Reading the headlines in the Herald today, quite shocking what happened to you on Sunday. Talk me through the events that led up to that, please.
Yeah, well, look, it was shocking. Myself and another lady were doing the cleaning on the edge of the estate there when two lads came speeding by on mini squad bikes. They'd broken the red light, and the lady beside me turned around and said to me, pointed up and saying, they've asked for breaking the red light. This is happening all the time. And with that, it seemed to be that one of the fellas on the squad bikes seemed to have got distracted and drove into a back of another car and fell off it. We thought that was it. He was getting back up, and we kind of thought nothing of it, continued on, and within a few minutes the two squad bikes came speeding back. Then one of the lads got off the scrambler bike and started screaming and shouting at us and proceeded to pick up a brush that was on the floor there where we were cleaning up and went to run and attack the lady that was with me. I tried to grab the brush off him, and he proceeded to try push me aside and hit me with the brush as a result of a broken wrist. And as he got me aside, he went continued on to run after the other lady that was with me. Thankfully, the gentleman stopped his car and came over. And once he saw the man, he proceeded to get on. He threw the brush at the other lady that was with me and got on to the scrambler bike and speeded off.
What age were these men on the scrambler bikes? Because we've dealt with this on the show a lot of times about kids on scrambler bikes, you know, terrorising neighbourhoods. What age were these gentlemen, to the best of your knowledge?
Well, they had what I could only describe as Mad Max masks. marks on them. So it was difficult to tell, but certainly from their size and, you know, from them screaming at us, they would appear to be teens, late teens, in my own view. But like that, they did have masks on. So it's very hard to kind of to give that guide. But certainly I would have thought they were in their late teens, maybe early 20s at most. But I think it's unlikely.
That seems a bit sinister that they were wearing masks as well. Mad Max masks.
Yes, exactly. It's really, you know, it was really quite shocking. And the mask looked dangerous enough. Like as in regards a visual impact, obviously, you know, going around not looking to be identified. It's quite shocking. And what's more so is that, look, we called the guards. There was somebody there that called 999. This incident lasted for about five or so, maybe 10 minutes between the time that they spun round and broke the traffic lights there at the Santry Junction. And there was no guards. An hour and a half later, we rang them back and they told us that, look, if we wanted to make a statement, we'd have to go down to the station, that there just wasn't any cars available in the Santry area that day. So
sorry, just to reiterate, you're involved in this incident where you end up with a broken wrist. Now, you obviously didn't know at the time that your wrist had been broken.
No, it was the following day. Yeah. Look, I went to the hospital the following day, as I thought at the time. There was a bit of bruising, but woke up in the morning going, no, there's a bit more pain than that. I'll have it checked out.
But after ringing the guards after what was a fairly serious assault in a public place in Santry involving these two men, you ring the Gardaí and an hour and a half later, nothing.
Nothing, no. And that's the shocking part about it is that there was a gentleman who lived in the estate that came, you know, after we were waiting around for a good hour, you know, in the green for the guards, and we decided, look, we'll go wait in the lady's house. A gentleman came across who lived in the estate going, oh, look, I've just been up the other side of the road. There's two crazy lads spinning out the traffic in these small scrambler bikes. And it just so happened, we knew the colour of them. It was like, oh, what? It was the exact same colour. They had the mask on. It was very, very likely that it was still the same two lads. And that was 20 minutes, half an hour later. So, look, they still were within the vicinity that they certainly could have been some action taken. And that's, look, I went down to the guards were very apologetic and just said, look, there was no resources. He said he didn't have anybody that he could send out. And like that's an issue in Santry Guard Station the whole time, that these lads are going to be able to continue on doing things like this if there's no repercussions.
Now, of course, because there's no regulation on scrambler bikes, and again, this is an issue that has come up over and over again, there's probably no way of tracing them, because I would imagine there was no, well, there wasn't any registration place on the scramblers.
No,
so
there's no registration. There's no, obviously, there's no license or insurance or anything. And that's the other thing, is these are very dangerous. And like I said, they did drive into some man's car. Now, and that, no follow-up of that either. So, and God knows what kind of road chaos they were carrying on after they left on Sunday afternoon.
Now, you've been on the campaign trail a lot. You know, you've been going around different housing estates around there. Have you ever witnessed anything like this, or has anything like this ever happened to you before?
Absolutely not. Look, it's not something that's happened. It's not something that would be in the area. We do, and it's certainly the number one issue is coming up on the doors is the lack of guards. We've certainly had a stream of break-ins in the Santry Beaumont area, and no Garda resources coming. Certainly there was an event where there's three or four houses in a row broken into, and obviously the intruders had time to break into those houses, three or four in a row on the same road without any Garda intervention.
Because they probably know, like these two young fellas on the scrambler know, that the response time from Garda Síochána is quite slow at the moment. So,
yeah,
you know, the fact that this happened to you, and I believe, was this witnessed by school children as well? Did children
Well, they were very young children. We were doing a community cleanup. Thankfully, they were on the other side of the gate, but certainly they did witness it, and they were very small. Look, very scary incident for them.
Finally, Rachel, I see the photograph of your hand in the sling. How are you feeling? You're obviously still quite shaken by it, but how are you feeling? How's the hand?
It's a bit sore, but look, it'll be okay. Look, my kind of focus is, look, we really, really need to do something about the resources of guards in the area. it's just not acceptable to turn around and say there's four guards covering the whole sanctuary area on a singular day. Like, the area is huge.
Rachel Batten, thanks very much for joining us on 98FM's Dublin Talks.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Now, huge response coming in on this. What happened to Rachel? I mean, it's quite shocking. There's two aspects of it that are shocking. Two young fellas on scrambler bikes attacked both these women with brush handles, which is absolutely madness. But also the Garda response time. And I mentioned it before the interview. And, well, my God, there's a huge reaction to it already. I think we've sort of hit on something here. I'd like to hear from you. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. Or you can call us on 6797981. 6797981. We're talking about the guard response time. And as you heard from Rachel's story, she rang the guards to report this serious assault, and they didn't have anybody that was able to come. Now, what annoys me about this is that I live not too far away from the British ambassador's house, which is in Leopardstown. And as you may or may not know, the last couple of days, Prince Charles and his wife Camilla have been in town. And the amount of guards that have been stationed outside the British ambassador's house is absolute madness. I was driving home yesterday evening and I counted about 15 uniformed Gardaí outside the ambassador's residence because Prince Charles and Camilla were here. So the point I'm trying to make is the guards are there when we need them. They're there for certain things. So if we can get 15 to 20 guards to stand outside the ambassador's house because Prince Charles is there, why can't we get just two members of An Garda Síochána to help this woman who was being assaulted by these two young men? It doesn't make sense to me. I rang the other day and they never arrived. It's happened a few times, says this person. I've tried to ring the Gardaí on several occasions when houses in the area have been broken into, but they never turn up. Now, I had a lad crossing my back wall shouting at me to let him through. I called the guards. I'm still waiting 7 years, says Lisa. I'd like to hear from you. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Or call us on 6797 981. 6797 981. This is your opportunity to tell us how bad the Garda response times are. And I have a long text message here that I'm going to read to you after the break. It's quite shocking that this is happening in this day and age. But I would like to hear from you. Garda response times, how bad have they been for you? Good morning, it's 98FM's Dublin Talks with Jeremy Dixon here for a Tuesday morning. We were speaking there a few minutes ago before the break to a local politician, Rachel Batten, who was out on Sunday in Santry and was assaulted by two young men on scrambler bikes. Called the guards. Guards said they didn't have anybody to come to the scene, which I find hard to believe, that they just didn't have the resources. And we're trying to find out what guard response times have been like for you. And there's a huge, huge response to this. Keep the messages and texts coming in. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. Or better still, call us on 6797 981. David, how are you?
Not too bad.
Grant, your daughter's house was broken into, is that right?
It was indeed, yes. Now, I was just saying to the girl to answer the phone there. They stole the boyfriend's car. 3 days later, the daughter was sitting at a major junction in just outside Clondalkin. And there she spotted the boyfriend's car with a police car sitting behind it.
Okay, so hang on a second. They got the keys from your daughter's house. Is that how they got the car?
Yes, they broke into the house and took the keys out of the sitting room.
Okay, so this is the new thing that they do. They break into the house. There's probably very little that they can take from houses nowadays. So they take the car keys and they rob the car. So they stole the car, and fast forward, what, 3 days later?
3 days later, the daughter was sitting at the junction in Clondalkin at Grange Castle there, and she spotted the car over to her left coming from Lucan direction, with a squad car sitting behind it. So she rang the police station in Clondalkin, explained the situation, and they still got away. Now, the car was recovered later when they rammed the checkpoint, and the car was parked up at somewhere up around there by Liffey Valley, parked up and locked. But they still got away, even though they had the helicopter out and the whole lot. But regarding the response time coming up to the house, I think it was late that evening when they came up.
So what time did the call go through to the guards at?
Oh, it went through that morning when they discovered the car was gone at, I think, 7:30.
Okay, so
it was about 3:30 when they came up.
So call made at 7:30 to say our house has been broken into, the car keys have been robbed, the car is stolen, and yeah. You're saying it was 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
It would, yeah, it would have been that. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just trying to work 7 to 7, 4. That's about 8 hours. The guts of eight hours for them to arrive. And when they did arrive, were their apologies made? Did they say, listen, I'm sorry? I mean, you ring anybody else. You ring a Chinese takeaway, for God's sake, and they don't arrive within an hour. When they do arrive, they will apologise to you and they'll say, listen, I'm sorry, the traffic was heavy or we're very busy tonight. Did the guards say anything when they arrived?
They're just an explanation, yeah, that they're busy and that there's been a series of break-ins in the area and, you know, we're just, our hands are tied at the moment. That was it.
So our hands are tied?
Yeah.
Was the answer.
Now, the car is actually still impounded because it's still waiting to be forensically tested. And that's over 2 weeks now.
So it's a long, long process.
Oh, it is, yeah.
And when the guards came to the house, how long did they spend with you?
Roughly 15, 20 minutes.
That was it? 15, 20 minutes?
That was it. Just took a statement and was on CCTV footage of, you know, getting in. And basically... fingerprint crowd come up after that, and that was it.
Okay, thanks very much for that, David. So rang them at 7:30. They didn't arrive until 3:30. I'd like to hear from you. Call us 6797981. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. This just isn't in Dublin, says this person. It's further down the country too. We have panic alarms in work. I hit one the other day when we were almost robbed, and they never arrived. I was terrified locking up the shop. The funny thing is, they're constantly across from the shop stopping drivers for tax and insurance. So these are alarms that you have if you work in a shop where if you think the shop has been broken into, that you press the alarm. It seems bizarre that you would press a panic alarm and they still wouldn't turn up. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi guys. About 11 years ago, I rang the guards on my dad, and it was a violence domestic abuse case, and I was 11, 12. And I had to ring because that was only myself that could speak English. And the guards arrived 45 minutes later. We had to flee the house in the middle of the night. We only came back after they came 45 minutes later. And they gave my dad a slap on the wrist. That was it. They went and the cycle continued. So, I mean, nothing really changed, I suppose.
Yeah, that's all too common as well. The local superintendent has serious questions to answer. Why is it okay to tolerate gangs who are terrorising communities? It's absolutely disgraceful, says that texter. The Gardaí never showed up when my next door neighbour was robbed a few years ago in the middle of the day. The Gardaí are clearly getting paid too much money for doing nothing, says Anthony. I don't think that's true, Anthony. The Gardaí aren't well paid. They get paid an average salary for a very difficult job, and I don't want this to be a Garda bashing issue. Hi Jeremy, I can't talk, says this person, but quick point, why can't we pay the army right and let them take over from the guards? Because what the army do towards the guards is miles in the different. No, we don't want to be in a situation, to that texter, where we have army on the streets, and where if you ring 999 to say that your house has been broken into, that the army arrive. No, that's absolutely crazy. We don't need army on the streets. Let me go to Darren. How are you, Darren?
Hello, how are you?
Grant, what would you like to say about this?
I'm just sat there listening to you at the topic, and I'll be honest with you, it is boiling my blood. As I was just saying to the lady that took my call, you know, really and truly, we're a very small island, and when crime happens, the thing that the state and the police force itself tells you there's nothing they can do, and come out with a bunch of excuses, it's not acceptable. We are a very small island. We have no excuse for any known scumbag in this country.
Well, sorry, we're a very small island with a very high crime rate as well per capita. We've a lot of tow rags in this city and in this country, Darren.
Yeah, because it's tolerated. I always said it, every scumbag known to the state, and it won't happen, and this is what's all lily-livered here in Ireland, every dirty scumbag should be rounded up, exterminated by the state. We should have a brand new police force and a brand new law system, because there's an age-old saying, if you keep tolerating your problems, you've got them. It's like if you have a rat infestation in your home, you're going to call an exterminator to get the problem done. It's the only way you deal with this crime. There's no point in the guards catching them guys. Oh yeah, we know them. We arrested them 10 times in the last month. Daddy wasn't there. Mammy is out doing this and that. There's too many excuses made for these scumbags out on the street. Way too much.
So what you think is... regarding these, and we don't know who these young fellas are that were on the scrambler bikes that attacked these women, the chances of them being caught are fairly slim, and if they do get caught, it'll be a revolving door system. And for those of you, and for those of you who've never been to the courts, let me just tell you this very briefly, this story, because this will really annoy you. You don't realise how much of a revolving door system we have in this country until you spend the day in the courts. Now, over the last couple of years, I've been in the courts quite a bit, and going into the criminal courts, you see this happening on a near daily basis, where you have these young fellas before the judge on serious assault, breaking into houses, and you hear the judge saying, "Oh, it's their, you know, it's his 50th conviction or it's his 30th conviction." A lot of the people that are before the guards have several convictions in front of them, and they stand in front of the guard and tell it their woes. "Oh, I haven't got a job, and it's my background and all that." And the judge lets them go. They know they're not going to be done. That's the problem, Darren.
Do you know why that is? Because it's the criminal law system. Do you know if you don't have a TV license in Ireland, that's the most capital offence. You will do your time. You will get your fine. But you can go out, you can murder somebody, rape somebody, rob them. You can stand there, give a bunch of excuses. "Oh, God love them. Oh, he has a hard life." That's where the system fails. It's tolerated. Like, on your 50th conviction, in any other country, you'd get the death penalty. Come on,
yeah, but
guys.
We don't need a death penalty here now.
Well, what else do you suggest then? Come on, guys. I mean, like I said, these people are vermin. What else can we do with them?
Well, the death penalty, we don't want to go down that road. And we're never going to go down that road where we're going to have the death penalty. Let me listen to a couple of your WhatsApp voice notes. You can WhatsApp voice note us on 0877 98 98 98.
Hi, guys. About 11 years
Sorry,
ago.
We heard that one already. We'll have
the
to listen to this
in this
one.
Country are only debt collectors. Bunch of Muppets in suits.
Okay, well, the Gardaí don't wear suits for a start.
Jeremy, I know the guards are under-resourced, right, and they do have a tough job. But I keep seeing photos shared on Facebook every couple of days of guards in town and the local areas stopping law-abiding citizens and those little electric scooters going to work. I mean, come on, lads, get your priorities right.
I agree with you completely, and it's something we actually addressed on the show a couple of weeks ago, where we were talking about the guards actually parading around town and taking electric scooters off people. You know what I mean? Yes, in some cases I do believe that the Gardaí have their priorities up their arse. When you have two Gardaí standing in a bus lane in the mornings checking for electric scooters, and then you have a local politician who's being beaten by two men and nothing's being done about it. Anyway, thank you very much for all your calls, your comments and your texts. It's 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.